Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
Will, you've seen the ad. What are your thoughts?
I have seen the ad, which makes me one of a very select few people. Because firstly, the strategy of putting it into cinemas. Even Christopher Nolan couldn't get people to go back to cinemas. Like, he made a $200 million movie that needs to be watched 10 times for you to understand it. And people said, no thanks. Have you not noticed there's a global pandemic on? I don't think I'm going to the movies. So well done on identifying. Other than playing it on loop in Osama bin Laden's cave in Pakistan, I'm not sure that you could have come up with a way of getting it to less people.
Interesting. So what was your favourite part of our ad, Will, if you had to pick one?
Here's the thing that I would say, is that it's actually pretty good. I actually liked it. I mean, I don't know what the Gruen panel would say about it. I think Russell would love it because he thinks there is no problem that can't be solved with advertising. And so he would be thinking, this is brilliant. Yeah, this is like, finally, we're getting some of the government money back into the advertising industry. I actually do like it. I think it, you know, it parodies popular advertising tropes. It has like a cut through. There's, I imagine, I mean, I'm out of the demographic now, but it looks like the sort of thing that young people find amusing. It's hard for me to identify those things anymore, but I see things on the internet and they feel like what you're doing. So certainly, if someone said to me it's comedy, I'd be like, yeah, that checks out. It looks like a lot of other things that people call comedy that I don't find funny.
It's so comedy adjacent. We understand. Yeah, that's where we put ourselves.
Definitely in that zone. It has the appearance of comedy for sure.
Wow. It's so savage. Do you, like, what would you be doing? You're a former Triple J host. You know what it's like to try to get the word out with no money. As an advertising expert, what sort of, I guess, avenues are you seeing for advertising?
Firstly, one thing I always say is that I'd never refer to myself as an advertising expert because, of course, I do a TV show that I'm surrounded by advertising experts and I'm the facilitator. But I've looked around the room and I've seen your work and I realize in this company, I am indeed an advertising expert.
In this specific context, you're the best we've got, Will.
Yeah, in any other room, I'd be an idiot. But in this one, anyway.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to say that the length of it I loved. I mean, I feel like you were like, okay, people have gone out to the movies. Mm-hmm. They want to see something that feels as long as the movie. I feel like it was a great decision, you know, not to discard any thoughts you had in putting
put
it
all,
together.
Put it all on the screen.
Like literally, this is what I love. This is the efficiency of the ABC. If you're at like a commercial network of some kind, they would have editors. And they would say, no, we don't need to use all the ideas. We could actually cut some of them out and make it work a little bit more smoothly. But what I love about you guys is you said, no, we put the work into these ideas. These are technically the taxpayers' ideas. The taxpayers have paid for us to sit around and come up with these ideas. Who are we? We're not going to throw these ideas in the bin. We're going to put them all up there on the big screen. And I think, you know what? That has a very Australian film quality to it. I mean, so I think this is maybe just, we look at this not as an advertisement, but a very low budget version of, you know, Baz Luhrmann's Australia. You know, I think, Michael, you're probably Nicole Kidman.
Thank you.
And Lewis, you are the Australian Outback. And I think that there is a real chemistry between the two of you.
You're listening to Hobber and Hing on Triple J.